Game on!
Game on!
Hey there, Pokemon trainers. If you haven't picked up the Pokemon Go game since 2016, well, maybe you should start considering it because we are going to look at Pokemon Go Lockdown Edition. Now, if you're not familiar with Pokemon Go, it is an AR mobile game, so you walk around and you catch Pokemon. It's pretty much like your childhood fantasy, but comes to life on your mobile. So the game absolutely blew up in 2016 when it first came out, to the point where the servers couldn't take the amount of people playing the game. So this led to a lot of crashes, so a lot of people quit very early on. But if you stuck with it, then you are experiencing a lot of fun at the moment, because there are special bonuses for the lockdown, so you can earn a lot more. Now, these bonuses are very helpful, so you got 2x the incense duration, increase incense effectiveness, open 1.5 times as many gifts, and you can hold 2x as many gifts as well. There's no walk requirements for the Go Battle League. If you haven't played since 2016, you'll have no idea what that is. And you only have to walk half the distance to hatch eggs. Now, they've also introduced this new system for raid battles. It's remote raiding, so you can get a remote raid pass and battle from anywhere as long as you can see it on your map. Now, of all these benefits in the game, it has become a lot easier to play. I mean, you go for eggs like anything, and there's an abundance of Pokemon. They're even up to the recent one with Sword and Shield, so you can have every Pokemon you've ever desired. But let's have a look at some of the stuff you probably won't recognize if you haven't played since 2016. Raid battles are now a thing. So a raid is when a very strong Pokemon takes over a gym, and you grab your friends together and you go in and attack it and give yourself the opportunity to try and catch that very strong Pokemon. Usually a legendary if it's a higher class raid, but it can be something like a Squirtle or something as well, which would be like a one-star raid. Battles are now a thing. So it's a thing that everyone really wanted from the get-go, which Niantic didn't supply and lost probably a lot of people because of it. You can now battle your friends, and there is now a battle league as well. So you just hit the battle league and you go in, and whoever else is in the battle league will be placed against you, and you battle your Pokemon.
Pikachu versus Charizard!
It is CP restricted, so depending on how strong your Pokemon is, it may or may not be able to be used in that battle. Now, they have introduced a new appraisal system as well, giving them each Pokemon a star rating, so depending on its attack, its health, and its defense. So a lot of the Pokemon you thought were really strong with CP could be actually redundant and not very strong at all. So if you are going to pick it back up again, double check your old team to make sure that you've got some good and bad eggs. They've also introduced the buddy system. So you can now pick one of your Pokemon, make him your buddy, feed him some berries, and he'll walk around with you, finding stuff along the way and giving you more Pokemon candies for that specific Pokemon. So there are plenty of missions as well. So missions are now a thing if you haven't seen those, involving your buddy and walking with your buddy while he's out. So as I was just talking about missions, there are now plenty of missions. So we've got your Pokecoin missions, which are pretty much brand new, where you have to complete a certain amount of tasks per day to score 5 Pokecoins. So it's like transferring a Pokemon, catching a Pokemon, winning a raid, using a berry to help catch a Pokemon, and evolving a Pokemon. There's also field research, which you get from spinning Pokestops. Complete one of those a day, and at the end of the 7-day period, you can claim some bonus items plus an event type Pokemon. So it's usually a legendary, but for some reason it's a Trapinch this month, which is really weird, but just roll with it. And then there are special missions where the professor gives you missions, and it's like finding Mew and Mewtwo and stuff like that. So that's a lot of fun, and does take a while to complete these though. Now, what would Pokemon be without Team Rocket?
Prepare for trouble!
Make it double!
Okay, that's right, they are in the game now. So they take over Pokestops, which allows you to challenge them by spinning the taken over Pokestop. Then you can score a Shadow Pokemon, which you can then purify, thus making it stronger. You can challenge Team Rocket. It goes through a large storyline mission where you get to the point where you can challenge Giovanni and score yourself a nice, awesome Pokemon from that. Now, looking at the graphics, this is pretty good for a mobile game. It's pretty much the same kind of graphics you'd expect from a Nintendo game. So you want to see your guys in real life, then pick up the game, go in there, and you can head into AR mode and play with your friends.
Hot tips.
Now, some tips to get you through the game. Curving a ball is very important, in my opinion. So you spin the ball down the bottom and then you flick it off to the right to try and get it in the center of the circle to try and get those great, excellent, and good shots. Make it easier to catch those Pokemon. So as I said, in the center of the circle is where you want to aim that Pokeball. That is another hot tip. so you can catch that Pokemon a lot easier. So the bigger the green or red or orange circle, whatever color it is, depending on the difficulty, the smaller it is and you get it in the center, the better the chances. Now, having friends in this game is very helpful as well. I do recommend heading onto your Facebook page and finding a Pokemon friend code group and adding as many friends as possible, as you get lots of experience from giving gifts and receiving gifts as well, which will give you lots of Pokeballs and Stardust as well. You get your gifts from Pokestops, so hit up as many Pokestops as possible, spin those. Now, the special bonuses from the lockdown are going to be running out in 25 days and 8 hours to be exact at this time. It's probably going to be a bit less when you have a listen to this, but yeah, get in there as quickly as possible and enjoy those awesome benefits. That's today's episode of Game On, and if you want to get in contact with me, there's a way just above on the mornings page, and you can recommend any games or tech you want me to check out.
Game On!
Yeah, Game On!